Hey, you want that to go?
Now we have some takeouts on stories that we're following this week, and it was 1 month ago today that the earth shook for 40 terrifying seconds in Haiti. 40 seconds that left around 200,000 people dead and leveled most of the capital city. It is a national day of mourning there today, with a ceremony to be held in the ruins of the National Palace in Port-au-Prince. We turn now to Gypsy Metalou. She's the executive director of Saint-Law, a Haitian neighborhood center in Miami. Gypsy, are there events going on in Miami today to observe this day of mourning?
Yes, good morning, Celeste. There are a number of events and especially prayer services, prayer vigils, to honor the memory of all the victims, as well as, you know, to encourage the survivors.
We've heard a lot about how the community in South Florida especially is drawn closer to Haiti in the wake of this tragedy. And I'm wondering if we're starting to see those bonds begin to loosen as a month has gone by.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. If anything, those bonds that had always been there, and they tended to be strengthened in the wake of every natural disaster we've known in Haiti, you know, the earthquakes and the like. But I think that this earthquake has really, I think, solidified those bonds and in fact garnered additional support from non-Haitians. That's really been very tremendous. The outpouring of support from just about everyone throughout the United States and throughout the world has been unprecedented, and I think that's been unique, really, in the history of disasters.
Gypsy Metalou, an executive director of Saint-Law, a Haitian neighborhood center in Miami.
Our next takeout from Washington, Todd Zwillick, D.C. correspondent, joins us. Todd, a jobs bill from the Democrats seems to be a test of this new bipartisanship they're talking about. How's it going?
Well, it was, John, but the bipartisanship part of it isn't going well at all. It was, well, in a Washington kind of way, sort of exciting yesterday, I guess, when the Finance Committee was working on a bipartisan jobs bill. They had buy-in from some senior Republicans. Max Baucus, the chairman of the Finance Committee, rolled out this draft bill, and Republicans were on board. It had jobs-building measures. It had some reforms to the estate tax. It had some other things, some routine tax extenders that Republicans wanted. And everyone was kind of getting used to the feeling of bipartisanship because they haven't flexed those muscles in so long. And then it took a couple of hours for Harry Reid to yank the bill and say he wasn't going to put it on the floor. Instead, he's going with something much, much more narrow, as sort of a narrow job-creating package. It's supposed to be a job-creating package that has some tax credits for small business, some incentives for states to spend some money on infrastructure. But it doesn't have any of the stuff that Republicans wanted that got them on board, and Republicans reacted angrily. They said Harry Reid went partisan and yanked the rug out from under them right as they were making progress. So this thing's going to get voted on after the President's Day recess, but right now the bipartisanship seems to have waned a little bit.
And is there a backstory here?
There doesn't seem to be. Harry Reid, I don't think it's personal or anything like that. Harry
Right.
Reid said that he thought that this bipartisan package was going to lose support among his liberals, the liberal Senate Democrats. But, you know, they don't want the estate tax reformed in a way that's an advantage to the super rich. That was their problem. So he saw this thing possibly teetering, and I don't think that he feels they can afford a defeat right now with the way the jobs market is.
All right, Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, talking about the jobs bill and bipartisanship not in Washington.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.